Hello? Ah, hi, everyone. This is Ken Williams. Welcome to this year reunion. Let's see. First, I want to introduce the people that are with me here in the studio, and particularly my good friends, Al Lowe. Al, say hi.
Hi.
That's Al. author of Leisure Suit Larry Games, people might know him from. And Scott Murphy.
Hello.
from Space Quest.
And Scott with the radio voice.
Also hiding out in the other room is my wife, Roberta, who wrote the King's Quest series.
Hi, everybody.
Roberta.
She's here.
Are you here? Where is she?
I'm here.
Roberta's in the other room helping
she's
us through the show.
Short.
I'm going to be sending through the pictures.
Well, ooh. She's our tech.
Yep,
let's
I'm
see.
A tech.
Couple of logistic things for everybody is
stop typing.
As some people can tell, we actually have kind of a bug in our software, and it's supposed to roll people into new rooms after 40 users, but we goofed. And as you can tell, it's letting everybody in the same room, which is really great, except that it makes things a bit crowded. So if some people want to, they can flip to another room. Everything will work just fine, and the chat won't go by quite so fast. But that's entirely up to you. As long as you can read fast, you're certainly welcome to be here. Let's see what we're going to do today. First off, I guess what I should say is that I'm not a talk show host. I'm a computer programmer. And I've got other people here that are much better at this than me. What I'm hoping is that all of you can make my life really easy by calling here and talking about Sierra or whatever you want to talk about. Talk about the history of Sierra. Talk about TSN. Talk about INN. Talk about the realm. We can all talk about the beginning of Sierra, talk about the good days, the bad days, the technology, games you've done, games you'd like to do, anything you want to. We can talk about Oakhurst. Entirely up to you. If nobody calls, who everybody is, and make the category, just say, who are you? And then ask people if they're a current employee, an ex-employee, just a gamer or a fan or one of our competitors, a Sierra competitor. I would be very curious to see who we've got out there today. Al, do you want to have any opening comments?
Yes. I prepared a short text. Let me get my papers ready. I think this is a fun day for everybody. I'm glad to be here, and I'm looking forward to this. I think this is going to be a real kick. I tell you, one thing I'd like to see is everybody change their name so that I know who in the heck you really are.
Yeah.
I mean, the handles are cute, but we have a lot of friends, I think, out there, and it would be fun to see who really is here as opposed to, well, some of these handles are too creative.
For instance, it would be nice to know who the people are who say, we suck.
Yeah, particularly you. Asshole.
Wait, is this radio?
Huh?
No, this isn't radio.
This is the internet.
Oh, yeah, well, screw them.
We can say that. We just shouldn't say that.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's get started. There's the survey. I'm curious to find out who's in the crowd. Somebody should be talking as they vote.
It looks like we're mostly others. So that would be...
I voted.
That's a
guess
part.
That I was.
Well, I didn't
vote.
This is a primarily other audience. Well, nobody from any Sierra competitors.
That's not a surprise.
Well, somebody called the show, so we've got somebody. In fact, here's a caller now.
Hey.
Oh, my.
Hi, this is Ken. Hello, this is Ken.
Hey, Ken Williams?
Yeah.
Hi, am I on air here?
You're on the air.
Cool. I was just wondering, is there going to be a Space Quest 7?
I'll let Scott Murphy answer that question.
Or I can ask Scott then. Is there going to be Space Quest 7?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. In my mind, there's one. Unfortunately, that's the only place it exists right now. I'd love to see one, but I don't think the odds are in our favor anytime soon.
As long as you're here, Scott, tell us, if there were one, what would it be about?
Oh, what would it be about? Oh, you know, it's interesting. Roger has some very difficult love situations to deal with. There's some things I just can't go into. It's pretty personal.
What caller? What's your name?
My name?
Yeah.
My name is Joseph Bowers.
Oh.
Hi, Joe.
Well, what would you like to see?
Do you happen to own a major game company?
actually, what I'd like to see in it is really big platypuses.
Platypuses are good.
Yeah, like human-like platypuses.
That is great.
That's good. Okay.
Actually, we're going to have Marty Pro here in a little bit.
Like this,
and we'll talk to him. Okay, well, thanks, Joe. We're going to go to another caller.
Okay.
Hi, this is Ken Williams. You're on the show.
Hey, great.
Oh, did I lose you?
I don't think so. Well, that's going to hang up the other line.
I got to hang up the other line.
Is that it?
Are you still there?
He'll learn how to operate it soon.
Okay, I'm not good at operating this. I normally work downstairs. Hi, what's your name?
Paula.
Paula, how you doing?
Hey.
You're on with Al and Scott and Roberta.
Hi, Paula.
Cool.
Hello, Paula.
Well, what can we tell you today?
Oh, well, there's a little bit of a delay, so I guess that's what I'm listening to on my computer.
Oh.
No,
remember,
I want to
turn your computer down.
You know, you guys got into this kind of cold. I want to hear the history.
Oh.
I want to know how you guys got together.
Tell us all about it, Ken. I was born a young black child.
And then changed later. Actually, we should tell just a little bit of the history, and I'll let Roberta do that if she'll tell the fast story. Roberta's kind of famous for being long-winded. Roberta, can you give us 1 minute?
Okay, how close is the barbecue place?
What was the question?
She wanted to know the history of how we got into this whole thing in the first place. That's a quick version, Berta.
Well, in 1980, I was playing a game, an adventure game called Colossal Cave, which was on our old Apple II. And it was just a text adventure game. I don't know, adventure games nowadays seems to have kind of a bad connotation, but we'll forget that for the moment. And basically, at that time, it was just a really neat, fun game. It was an interactive story. And I played it and just really got hooked on the idea of being able to play a story, and decided to design my own game on the side. And so I did, kind of a murder mystery story. Designed it out, and then Ken, being a programmer at the time, he was a really hotshot programmer, and asked him to program it for me, and to figure out how to do pictures, because that was the big thing that we wanted to do that this other game didn't have, to add pictures to a computer game, which had never been done before. And he agreed, and together we worked on it, and that started Sierra Online. Only at the time it was called Online Systems. And
well, that was Ken's company's original name, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Online Systems.
Yeah, he did. Ken, didn't you do work for other people at the time?
Yeah, before we started Sierra, I was doing contract programming on IBM mainframes, and kind of doing online type stuff. We had a mainframe with a bunch of terminals, so I called it Online Systems.
So you've come completely around the circle.
That's right. And that's the end of that? Okay. Does that answer your question, Paula?
It does, thanks.
Thank you. I'll see you.
So when you started, did you have like a great big office? Did you rent like a palatial estate?
Huh?
Where'd you start?
In our bedroom. Well, let's see. Wait, I'm going to fix this. Okay.
Engineers.
Next call.
Lost that caller.
Hi, are you there? This is Ken. Okay. Sorry, we'll put that one on hold. Are you there?
Hello.
Hey,
hi.
This is Ken.
Is this Ken?
This is Ken.
Hi, Ken. This is Kira.
Hey, Kira. How you doing?
Good. I've been emailing you. I sent you in some TSN INN pics.
Oh, we've got a lot of those.
I know.
That's
God, we're going to really miss you guys. I mean, I was hoping maybe you could start a new network up in a few years.
Well, I got a new network going today. This is it.
Well, I was hoping like Oakhurst or something, calling it Oakhurst Enterprises or something.
Oh, you could rename this.
Anyways.
I got a lot of TSN pictures. Roberta, can you find some of the TSN pictures and put them online? Kira, tell us.
You said have mine. I sent Kira in there. I used to beta test the Sierra. I'm currently a moderator on World Opponent Network, WAN.
Yeah.
And I used to be a moderator Fallon on the Realm. And I just wanted to let you know that I was with TSN for a very long time. And I met my husband online, and I moved 3,000 miles away from my home to my future husband's home in Boston, and I'm living here now for 5 years.
Wow.
And if it wasn't for TSN, I would have never met him.
Another satisfied customer.
I would bet that 90% of the people listening to us have never heard of TSN.
I prefer calling it TSN because, it was named INN after AT&T bought it.
Well, tell everybody what it was. For all those people that have never, ever seen it before, what is it?
The Sierra Network. Well, it's an online gaming area. It was probably the very first one that ever started up. It was a wonderful place. It had so much to offer the players. I mean, you could go into different gaming areas and you could play cards, or you could go over and play Baron, Boogers. Then there was also Serbia, Shadows of Serbia, which was wonderful. And then came Cawdor and Twinion. And I beta tested for Cawdor and Twinion, actually. And then there was also Larry Land, which was fun. I'm sure everybody remembers Alan. Boy, did you have to go in there with an open mind. That was wonderful. And was you had email. You had your own little email message boards, and also you guys were setting up something where you could access the internet. I'm not sure if it was TSN or INN that was starting that.
Yeah, that was INN that was starting that.
Yeah, yeah.
I know, I missed TSN. I missed all my friends from there. Those were great days. Sierra was way ahead of the time.
Ah, do you remember the pricing? I think it was like you could join the Sierra Network. It was unlimited hours, and I think it was, $49.95 a month?
I think $14.95 a month, although we experimented with every price going to see what would happen. We're showing on screen now, for people that haven't seen it, what email looked like 10 years ago. And that was one of the cooler features of TSN, is that we actually, when you got your email, it showed up in a little envelope. And you could pick your stamp. And I think there was even a stamp that looked like me at the time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Now, you started this network, didn't you, on, 386s, or was it?
Oh, yeah, it was on, I think 386s were considered the fast ones. And actually, part of the story that nobody knows is that Al Lowe was the first programmer on TSN, weren't you, Al?
I did that instead of Larry Four. At the time, we thought that the future of adventure games lay in online and multiplayer and interactive between people. So we started out to write Leisure Suit Larry 4 as an online game, and we never got there. We tried different things, and we ended up, I programmed backgammon and chess and checkers just as filler to kill my time while... Jeff Stevenson and Matt George got the the system working, but they never get the system working enough that we could actually do a game where we actually moved around and did things. So, but we were what, 8 years too early?
Oh,
7 years too early.
We were too early. We were on the bleeding edge of technology.
Oh, man, the bleeding edge. Yeah.
Well, there was no such thing. At least we didn't have any access to high speed multiple modems and stuff. We were we were buying 2400 baud modems and sticking them in chassis and trying to interconnect the computers together. And once we did the math, we said, well, in order to make money, we need 50,000 people. And in order to get 50,000 modems, we're going to have, you know, 20 people doing nothing but screwing modems into computer chassis.
Wow.
The time there, so. You know, Kara, unfortunately, we've got to take off because we've got to go to a commercial break now.
No, we don't want any commercials.
We got to pay the rent here somehow at TalkSpot. we'll be back on the other side of the break. Talk to you later, Kara.
Take care. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bordoff, are we going to a commercial? I guess not. Al, let's talk for a minute. Because apparently there's no commercials ready to fly. So
hi, we're back.
You like to talk about yourself, Al. Why don't you feel?
Maybe we'll take another caller.
You told me that was all the time that we had. So.
Okay, let's talk to one more person. Here we go. Hi, this is Ken. You're on at TalkSpot.
Hey, how's it going, Ken?
All right, how you doing?
I'm all right, thanks.
Who am I talking to?
My name is Rick. I'm in Los Angeles.
Rick, welcome to the show.
Hello, Rick.
Hello.
Well, what's your question? What can we tell you?
Well, I was just over at the Leisure Suit Larry site, and I was looking through the message board, and that's actually how I found out about this site. And there was some disturbing news about some changes at Sierra and Al and Scott not being employed anymore. And I don't know if you guys can talk about that, but I'm just very concerned about the future of my favorite games.
Well, right now there is no future.
Yeah, I think you got to turn down
your computer.
Your computer. We're hearing the we're hearing the 7 second delay that we have just in case you should say a bad word. Which,
don't say that word.
The audio on my computer is actually off, so.
What are we hearing? Okay, well, let's answer your question. I guess the honest answer to that is that, I left Sierra. I think a lot of people know that almost, 2.5 years ago Sierra was purchased, and I left and decided to go do something different. Stayed on for about a year and a half to try to do what I could to smoothly integrate it into the new company. But basically, I don't control Sierra anymore and have nothing to do with their policy and probably shouldn't comment on what games they do. But they're telling me we got to go to a commercial. What we'll do is talk to you on the other side of the break.
Okay.
Okay, hang on. Hi, this is Ken. Caller, are you with us?
I am here.
Hey, there you are. Sorry, we went away to the break. We were talking about Leisure Suit Larry and what its future might be.
Yeah.
And what I was saying is that the honest answer is that neither Al nor I know. That to some extent, I think it's up to the fans and them letting Sierra know and its current management that they would like to see the game continue going. And just make your opinions known to the people at Sierra. And I'm sure it's impossible for me to conceive that Leisure Suit Larry won't be back. But I do happen to know that there's no Leisure Suit Larry game in development today. But I think that's just a matter of time, or at least I assume it is. I mean, I would hate to think that. It's one of my favorite games.
Well, I burned no bridges when I left Sierra. I mean, there wasn't a big knockdown, drag out fight or anything. We didn't. It was just that they didn't feel that the audience was there for another Larry game, at least at this time. And they left the door open to things in the future, but that was about the way it was left. So, I think that there's a definite window of opportunity here for fans to get together and do something about it. And if you want the game back, man, I've got plenty of ideas. And in fact, I had a pretty cool design laid out for Larry 8. But I think, as Ken said, the way to do it is to convince management that it'll make money and that people will buy copies of it. I'll be honest with you, part of the problem has been that the last few adventure games that have come on the market have not really sold very well. And I think that's part of what they're looking at.
Yeah.
Honestly, you can't do these games just for the love of it. I mean, you got to pay the salaries, and it's tough sometimes to make back as much money. Games are expensive, and it takes time and money.
Did Larry 7 not sell as well as the earlier ones?
Larry 7 has actually sold pretty well.
That's
the irony of it all.
Larry 7 actually came out about 3 years ago.
Well, 2 years ago last November, so two and a half.
To give a sense of things, I think the average bestseller is probably, you're considered in pretty rare ground if you sell 200,000 copies, and Leisure Suit Larry was over 300,000, wasn't it?
I think we're right at
300,000. So very few games ever sold that many, but the problem is in the 2 years since then, hardly any adventure games have crossed the 200,000 copy boundary.
Well, there's worse than that. Hardly any have made a profit.
Yeah.
I mean, let alone broken even. So, yeah, it's tough.
So I don't think it's a Leisure Suit Larry issue. It's a lack of faith that right now, today, the market is ready for an adventure game. But
strange things have happened.
Strange things happen.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got to take some other calls. Thanks for calling us.
Sure. Thanks for taking the call.
You're welcome.
Bye.
You're no Larry King. It looks so easy when Larry does it, you know?
Caller, are you there?
Hello.
I like you already. What's your name?
My name is Conrad.
Conrad.
Hi, Conrad.
I have a bone to pick with Sierra. You say, I was on the road, but I was having a great time, and eventually they just kicked me off.
One too many Fosters, I think.
I think this call is for you, Al.
Oh, come now. Be reasonable.
Mother, is that you?
What can I do for you, David?
Yes, I'm wondering. My name is Conrad. What about Middle-earth? What is going to become of Middle-earth?
What, Middle-earth?
Yes.
Hopefully, I've got downstairs. If we take a break at some point, I'll get Steve Nichols' phone number and give him a call, and he can talk to you about it.
Goody.
But I just talked to him about it, and from what I hear, the Middle-earth team is moving to Seattle, or at least some members of it, and I think we've got an awful lot of the Middle-earth team in the chat room, so you're welcome to send them some chat messages, or hopefully some of them will call in.
Why not Michigan?
Yeah, you sure this isn't Gilbert Gottfried? We could have a poll. Burnout, can we have a poll? How many people think the Middle Earth team should move to Michigan?
Michigan! Oh, yes,
Do you have any other questions, Conrad? Because we do have a few people on hold, and...
No, I don't. But I'd like to remind everyone to visit sillyinfo.com.
That's why we're here, product placement. I'll send you the bill. Okay. Hey, I did it correctly that time. I get an A.
Hey.
Caller, you're on with...
I wonder who this purple suede person.
Al and Roberta and Scott and Ken.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, I can't believe I'm on with you guys.
No, first we need your name, though.
Pete from
New Jersey. How you doing, Pete?
Good, thanks. I'm a diehard King's Quest and Larry fan, and I was just wondering, I know obviously everything that's going on. As soon as I found out, I was heartbroken, and I started sending mail out to everybody, and I was just wondering if there's any, like, official place to go or something so we can try to, you know, tell Sierra that we do want this product out, you know, see if we could kind of change their minds a little bit. Any official place to go, or...
There kind of is. There's a board called www.roboto.com.
The employees, right?
Yeah, I know that. I mean, it's good in that I think Sierra's current management is reading that board every few minutes. It's a... it's just a good way to post messages that you want to get to Sierra's Sierra senior management. I'd give you their email addresses, but they would never forgive me. So,
I was going to say, I don't know if for the people who are listening, I don't know if I can say this, but cats.innerspeed.net?
No, you should.
Yeah, I was going to say, for all the people who are listening, you should go out there and sign a petition, and people are writing everything, and I wrote a couple things in there, so, it's just to let everybody know.
Well, and it's nice to post on that site, because all the people who wrote those games, every game you've mentioned, the people that wrote those, not just the designers, as people know, but all the people that kind of slaved away 24 hours a day to get those games out, they're reading it. And it's nice, whether the new games get made or not, just it makes them feel great to hear that somebody appreciates their work.
That's true. That's very true. And the petitions have worked in the past, so we encourage that. We'd like to see that.
I was just wondering what the practicality of it was.
It's very practical. I mean, in fact... Quest for Glory, the fourth game, I guess it's the one that we just shipped, came about through a lot of people putting pressure on me when I was running Sierra to start that game into development.
You said we.
Huh?
You said we.
We, I know, I still think of myself as part of Sierra. But Sierra's a great company, and one thing I should point out is that Sierra is not gone. I mean, it's a... it certainly feels like it is to those who are in Oakhurst, and I certainly feel bad for them, but there's still an awful lot of people that work for Sierra today whose future careers depend on the games that they're developing now. And I don't want people to be thinking of Sierra as gone, because Sierra is a long way from gone. It's a little smaller than it was a couple of weeks ago. But hopefully if they do the right games and if they work really hard, it'll be infinitely larger a year from now.
Yeah, we still have many friends that work there, and we don't want to see anything happen to them. Obviously, we have feelings about Sierra as a corporation, but, there are still a lot of great people that work there and still have the spirit.
Well, plus, we want it to look good on our resume. Nobody wants to have a bad company.
Good point.
So, okay, and with that, I got to move to the next caller. Thank you for calling us.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay.
By the way, Greg, yes, I am reading.
I don't know how to drop the call. How do I get to drop?
Press the drop button.
Well, I press it. It just doesn't want to drop.
Maybe.
Okay, here we go. Next caller. Hi, you're on with Ken and Scott. Now, and Roberta.
Is it me?
It is you.
Oh, it's Bill Davis.
Bill Davis. Hey. All right. Welcome to the show, Beth. For those who don't know, Bill is a big part of Sierra's past. And ran, what was your title?
Oh, the tall part.
I think I was VP of Creative Development.
Which meant, basically, you were responsible for some of the best games the world has ever seen. What were some of the games during your tenure?
The most interesting.
Well, let me see. King's Quest V, Leisure Suit Larry. What number was it, Al?
Oh, there were so many.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what the first one was.
5 was the one that you affected dramatically.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess that was the big style change, right?
Yep. Had Bill all over it. Yep.
And, those were some fun times. So I'm really sorry to hear about the news the other day, but... things go on, everybody survives, and it's great that everybody was together for, I think, the length of time and produced such great, great products.
Yeah, it was a fun place to be at a great time, wasn't it?
It sure was.
That was a great thing you posted on the forum the other day, Bill.
Oh, thanks.
The people know by forum the Roboto. Is that what you mean?
Roboto.com.
Yeah.
So it was a time working with, for me, I just felt, as I said in the email, I felt unbelievably privileged to have met and worked with all the individuals at Sierra. It was a great time in my life. And, you know, it's very sad to see something like this go away because, you know, it's a special time when everything comes together and these things don't happen except, very rarely. And it's really sad when you see an entity like this, totally. Yeah, I absolutely love that game.
Yeah.
And it was one of my favorites.
For people that don't know, Bill created a couple of really great games for us.
Slater and Charlie.
And EcoQuest. And there was one other.
I can't remember.
But EcoQuest is great. I still hear about that game.
Really?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people love that game. And it's still...
I actually worked on a conversion on the CD.
Oh, did you?
CD, yeah.
Did you? And I heard it was still a hit in France, you know, where they continued to push it. That game stayed a hit up until when I left there. They were still moving a lot of copies a year.
Well, it was so much fun, I think, because everything was still wide open. You know, you didn't have the number of people developing products. I mean, as everybody knows now, it's very frustrating and very difficult for someone new to start up because, you know, you get 3,000 products trying to get into 350 spots on the shelves. And it was nice because it seemed like almost anything we developed at least had a shot. You know, we could get it out there, we could get it on the shelves and, you know, let the game players decide whether it was something they wanted to see a sequel to or not. But it was a wonderful time.
Well, tell everybody what you're doing now.
Actually, I've gone back to what I was doing before I joined Sierra, and that's directing television commercials. So it's
we have to look forward to.
Something I really liked. It's gotten too hot out there for me in the game business. It's just too rough, and I've gone back to something that I love equally, and then I do a lot of painting. But,
so what commercials?
I'm painting a family room next week. What commercials, Bill?
Let me see. What's the last one I did was for Nintendo. For a Nintendo game, a Mario game called Mario Party, a new game that just came out. And currently I'm working on some really fun stuff, working on three commercials for the Denver Art Museum to announce a Toulouse-Lautrec show that they're going to have.
Wow.
You know, it's great using all the latest tools, all the tools that we used to use in games. We're now doing television commercials too, After Effects and flames and, you know, silicon graphics machines as well as Macintoshes and PCs, and, you know, it's just a great time.
I've been told I look like Toulouse-Lautrec.
A little taller.
you guys both said wow, so I'll say wow.
But Roberta, are you around?
Roberta?
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing?
Most people out there realize that I've been working on doing games for 18 years. I've done 22 games.
Right.
That's more than one game a year. And,
exactly.
So this year I'm just kind of taking a breather.
Good for you.
Yeah, and next year we'll see what happens. I'm going to be looking at the internet this year and seeing what's going on. And maybe in the next year or two I might do something interactive.